first of all, thank you guys for coming in today for the interview. So we're going to just start off asking you guys how you guys got started, and tell us about yourselves and like your origins, basically.
I suppose so. We got started about 2012. Me and Josh came from two different bands that played together a lot, played pretty much around here. And, I got to know him from that. And at one point we both liked what we did, but we really wanted to do something else. We wanted to see what could happen. And we gave it a shot.
Kind of cool how it worked out. So Brad and Josh were kind of like the founders of the band. And then I knew Josh from way back when I was in a different band. And we kind of played shows together and just kind of kept in touch. And he hit me up one day and he's like, "Hey, I got this new project I'm going to start up." So we kept in touch, kept talking, and we played shows with our bands together and just kind of grew together throughout the years. And then like 4 or 5 years down the road after that, Josh kind of called me out of the blue again, just like before. He's like, "Hey, like, how about now?" I was like, "All right, let's do it. I'm free now." So, and kind of came together pretty quickly after that.
Yeah, for sure. That sounds really cool. So when you guys are writing songs, is there a specific process? Just kind of more of a collaborative thing? You guys like run us through like the process of writing a song.
Yeah, it's I'd say collaboration's a kind of a big one. Usually I'll start with like, I'll either write a guitar riff or I'll have a vocal melody, or it'll be just like one lyric line. If I think something sounds cool, I'll usually like record it, just get a nice easy recording on my phone. And then I'll send it to Brad and Josh, be like, "Here's something. If you like it, cool. If you don't, cool too." Usually they'll find something. If they hear something that kind of sticks, they'll add out their little piece onto it. Then we'll kind of get together, and we have like a little studio in my basement. So we go down there and we'll just start kind of jamming along with it, trying to see what comes up. Yeah, it's really like a back and forth kind of thing. Like Brad will write something at home. He'll kind of like write out a full structure. And if it's good enough, like, "Okay, this music's cool," then I'll kind of take it and sit down and I'll write lyrics and melodies to that music. And then whatever kind of, that's actually how Sirens came about. They pretty much had all the music done for it, and I just kind of took it and listened to it and wrote over the top of it and smashed it all together. And
I'll say our rule of thumb is, if you really like it and it's just in like rough draft, if we know that it's good at that point, pretty much know it's gonna be awesome when it actually gets recorded. So
yeah, if it's listenable, like without all the bells and whistles and like all the like the nice big studio stuff, we're like, "All right, this is probably something cool here."
What?
Is there any specific show that has really stuck with you that you has kind of set the pace for you guys?
Like Nothing More.
Yeah.
For 200.
Yeah.
That was pretty solid. We basically like walked into the building at the Sylvie in Madison, Wisconsin, and I mean, you want to feel like a rock star. Walk into that building. I don't care if you're just there to use the vending machine. It's pretty crazy. Like dressing rooms, the whole structure is made of steel. It's like, and then like when the full like house packs in. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, so I mean, that was our first, like, holy crap, like, this is like an actual show, you know? not that we don't play normal actual shows, but that was a little bit of a bigger scale than we're used to. And, yeah, we got to meet the guys from Nothing More, and they were super cool. We even got to get on their pre-stage huddle, got to hang out with them for a little bit, so that was really cool. Seven Dust, too, though, I mean, like, kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
We just got back off tour with Seven Dust, and we got to do some dates with them, and that was crazy. Being with them, I'm still kind of like getting over it. I was like, did that really just happen?
Because then you get to come back home and go to work.
Yeah, you know, you come back home and like, oh, like this is normal life.
Yep, time to get the P&L reports generated. Yeah, that's how it goes.
Yeah, so there's been a couple of them, but I'd say those are probably the biggest two.
So last question: do you guys have any social media out there that you want to promote, where you can find all that fun stuff?
Yeah, we're pretty easy to find. We're usually on there posting stupid stuff, just having a good time. We're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, everything. Mm-hmm. Just type in "Bird in the Sky," you'll find us. We're pretty easy.
Yeah, I mean that's pretty much it. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us.